Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, the director from the Oscoda-Osable Chamber of Commerce, Rose Fulton. How are you, Rose?
I'm great, thanks, Kevin. How are you?
Good, thank you. Glad to have you on with us right in the midst of the holiday season.
Yeah, doesn't look like holiday season outside, though.
Yeah, it has not been that way so far. A little bit of white stuff for Christmas Day, but it seems to be disappearing now. But still, everybody's into the holiday spirit. And right in the middle of this, the Oscoda basketball program is putting on their alumni game.
Yes, it is basketball season for sure. So Mr. Seth Alda and his team are putting that together again. Very exciting. I know that they did have to move the dates this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully that won't conflict with participation and attendance. And sometimes that just happens. They got to do what they got to do. There's a lot to maneuver around. And to pull something like this together with all the people and everything that goes into it. So typically they do it in November, close to Thanksgiving. But this year they thought it would be perfect between Christmas and New Year's.
So. Boy, you know, and with good reason. We have our calendar of events, too, and there's not much happening this weekend, so they've got pretty much the focus and a great time for, you know, families to come on out and watch some alumni Oscoda Hoopsters.
Absolutely. I hope so. Hope to see a lot of people there supporting it.
Exactly. Now, tell us what's happening. I know it's Saturday night. Give us the details on this, Rose.
Saturday night at 6 p.m. is tip-off, and there's two games. They I hate to use these words, older and younger.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
More alum than
mature,
others.
More mature.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they do an older and a younger, two separate games. I forget which one they start with.
I think they do the older first because the younger one, it's a little more competitive. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Thank you. And so let's see. I think that they're even still looking for players. I don't know if you can still get in and involved. It wouldn't hurt to go on Facebook and send a message.
Exactly.
I don't know that he has everybody that he needs to play, but worth a shot. Or you could be a water boy or a manager. Aside from that, they're looking for people to come out and support the event. It's a $5 entrance fee for spectators to come out and check it out. It's MHSAA registered officials, stats, so there's announcers, there's concessions. I think they have some gear for sale.
Yeah.
It's a full-on basketball game, and it's really fun to see our alumni come out and play and compete against each other.
I know, and it is kind of a fun night, and that's the whole idea behind it, but a fundraiser, too, for the basketball program. So, you're coming on out and helping them with whatever needs they have, when they've got the basketball season going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so come on out Saturday night, 6 p.m., all alumni are welcome to come on out. I think it's like $35 if you want to play, but you get a T-shirt. So if you still got a chance to play, come on out. I think they'll take you right up until tip-off time.
I think so, too.
All
the more the merrier.
That's right, exactly. Well, that information is on not only the Facebook page for Oscoda Schools, but you guys have it on your website, too. And I know it's kind of in the middle of things for you guys, but you're gearing up for a great 2019 also.
Yes, we are. We've got a lot going on. Just in January alone, we have our annual member meeting, which we're right in the middle of still planning all that, too. And looking forward to announcing our nominees and recipients for our annual Outstanding Business and Service Awards.
Right.
We always do that in January as well.
Yeah, so busy month. But again, if they want more information, Rose, they can either give you guys a call or check out the website.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Rose Fulton from the Oscoda-Osable Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us and have a happy new year.
Thank you. You as well, Kevin.